Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Courts may pass sentence, but justice is not always done. For Jesus, show trials were held to give legitimacy to killing an innocent man. He knew there was a higher court where true justice would prevail, and we need not seek vengeance on earth. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on For Us, the dramatic events marking the death and resurrection of Jesus. Erwin Lutzer now concludes Jesus on Trial for Us with the lessons we can take home.
You remember when Joseph was there in the land after his brothers had cruelly treated him, and you know the whole story of how they sold him. And then later on, they came back into the land of Egypt, and they came with Joseph, and Jacob came back, and he died. After he died, the brothers came to Joseph, and they said, "Joseph, your father said before he died that you weren't supposed to even the score. You weren't supposed to reap vengeance on us," because the brothers were terrified, and the Bible says that Joseph wept at their words. What he said, in effect, was, "Are you telling me that after all these years you still do not understand that I would never possibly retaliate? I would never seek vengeance." And then Joseph makes one of the most profound statements that could be used to deliver many of you who are filled with bitterness when he said these words. He said, "Am I in the place of God to heap vengeance upon you?" You know what Joseph was saying? If I believed in vengeance, if I wanted to carry out vengeance, I would be saying, "God, you just move over because I don't need you. I'm going to do your work and I'm going to do it my way and I'm going to get even the way in which I think I should get even." Joseph said, "I will not stay in the place of God. In my heart, no vengeance." Jesus here is being mistreated, and what he's saying is, "No vengeance. My Father will take care of it." Are you willing to say today, "I know that my Father will take care of it. I don't need to"? You see, God's judgment is based upon reality. It's based upon reality. I love this. Just imagine in God's court somebody saying, "Well, you know, I need an attorney here to put a better spin on this. Or I will tell you part of the truth, or I'll take a statement that was made and I'll just give it a bit of a twist to give it a different meaning." Can you even imagine that happening? No, with God, it'll be just reality. Your mouth will be closed, my mouth will be closed, and God will be the judge. So it is based on reality. It is based not on the present, but the future. You know, there's an interesting verse in Ecclesiastes. It says, "Because the sentence against evil is not carried out swiftly, people think it is okay to do wrong." It's kind of a paraphrase, but there it is in Ecclesiastes. Isn't that true? Because, you see, we look at people today and they're getting by with everything, and God isn't doing a thing, so we think. And because the sentence is not carried out swiftly, we think to ourselves that God is overlooking it. No, 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 no. A day is coming when every wrong in the universe will be made right. Supreme Court Justice Horace Gray was speaking to a man whom he knew was guilty but had escaped because of a technicality in the law. The justice said, "I know you are guilty, and you know it. Remember that one day you will stand before a better and wiser judge, and you will be dealt with according to justice and not according to the law." By the way, later on, this burglar entered a house in Antwerp, Belgium, and he was unexpectedly interrupted in what he was doing. He ran out the back door, scaled a 9-foot wall, and fell into a prison compound. God has his ways, both on earth and in heaven. So, remember that injustice on earth is recorded in heaven. Third, remember that today's injustice is tomorrow's victory. Today's injustice is tomorrow's victory. You see, God, who is so great in his providential government of the world, God used injustice to get Jesus crucified. And that's why the Bible makes that interesting statement in the book of Acts that it was wicked hands that crucified Jesus. It was wicked hands that tried him. But in the end, it was the providence of God, because God wanted Jesus to die on the Passover. And when the Passover lambs were being slain, at that very moment, Jesus is dying. So God is using injustice for his own purposes. I need to speak to you candidly today and to say that injustice does not impede the purposes of God. The God whom we serve is so great, so wonderful, so dependable, that you can know that no matter what injustice there is, it will be answered, and it will be answered justly. Now, here's the good news. Even though we deserve justice, and justice means that you and I would be lost forever, God did something wonderful. God used the injustice of the courts of his day to get Jesus Christ crucified, and then God did something that was just. And that is, he took and put upon Jesus the sins of all who would believe on him, and Jesus became legally guilty of your sin and mine. You say, well, that is unjust. In fact, there are those who would say that God did something very unjust to lay on an innocent man sins and crimes that he didn't commit would be unjust. And that is true, except for this fact that Jesus received this voluntarily. And because he received it voluntarily, you and I can escape the just penalty of the law, because he bore it, all because of his grace and his mercy. The Bible teaches that there are two categories of people. There are those who will entirely accept and endure the just payment for their sins, and they will bear that payment forever and ever, which is just, by the way, for reasons I will not go into today, which is just. Those are the people who will not see the mercy of God. But there's another category of people, and that is those who trust Jesus Christ as Savior, who bore their guilt and who bore their punishment. And when we trust Christ like that, we are exempt from eternal judgment, even though there may be consequences to what we've done here on earth. We are exempt from eternal judgment. Why? Because the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Jesus died the just, the Bible says, for the unjust, to bring us to God. The end of the day, we are so glad that we have a Savior that we sang about today. Hallelujah. What a Savior to save us from the wrath to come. Now, at the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, that's where God is going to adjudicate issues that belong just to Christians. They are headed for heaven, but before they enter heaven, God needs to make sure that justice has been appropriately adjudicated, and that will happen at that judgment seat. You know, you have a Christian man who runs off and marries somebody else, doesn't make marriage payments, child support, it's all upon the life of goodwill and the involvement of the mother. And he's a Christian and she's a Christian. Do you think that all of them are going to get to heaven? They're all going to be there and God will say, well, you know, let bygones be bygones. You're both Christians. Both of you can enter into the pearly gates. And by the way, as you enter, please hold hands. It's not going to be that way. That's why the Bible says, judge everything before the time, because the Lord will come, and he's speaking to Christians, who will set right the injustices, even among Christians. There will be an adjudication, and after that adjudication, and all charges and countercharges are fully answered, then you have the opportunity of entering into heaven. And then, indeed, they'll want to hold hands because justice will be done. From my heart to yours today. Throughout all of eternity, it says in the book of Revelation, we shall sing, "Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." God is just. Justice shall eventually rule. And we can serve God today with joy. You know that old story that's been told many, many times? Fits so well here, I'm going to tell it again. There are different versions of it, but my version says that a man was speeding and not able to pay his speeding ticket. So he comes before the judge, and the judge says, let's suppose the judge said, you have to pay $100, but the man didn't have $100. So the story is that the judge left the bench, took off his robe, went and stood there with the defendant, and took out $100 from his own pocket and laid it on the table. Then the judge went back, put on his robe, and took the $100 and said, "Thank you very much. Your debt has been paid." That's the gospel. God demands because we are sinners. God supplies what he demands. Justice is fully served. Jesus absorbed what belongs to us, and we walk free. It's not only just, but it's dripping with undeserved mercy. Today, my friend, in Jesus, you can find that forgiveness, that cleansing, that acceptance, because he justly paid our penalty. Father, we thank you today for your grace, and I want to thank you for your providence. I want to thank you, Lord, that you can even make the wrath of man please you. I thank you that in grace, Lord Jesus, you are able to give us the ability to be able to trust you no matter what. For those who have never believed in Jesus, we ask that today they shall turn their hearts towards the Savior who paid a penalty that sinners might believe. And Lord, we thank you that all things are from your hand, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and if you want to connect with us, would you go to moodymedia.org? We love to hear conversion stories, encouragement as to how we have helped you walk with God, how you have been helped to run the race, moodymedia.org. And I trust that all of you who struggle with bitterness and injustice, let me say this to you, that we've all been there, haven't we? Jesus gave it over to his Father, and because Jesus was obedient despite injustice, you and I today are redeemed. What a Savior we have. We have one who gave himself so that God could be just and the justifier.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up Jesus on Trial for Us. Next time, don't miss Jesus Crucified for Us. For Us is a 5-part series we'd like you to have on CD. It's our gift to you in gratitude for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.